Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on your local radio station 3TFM with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, local parish minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. So how are you getting on with your goldfish, or gerbil, or granny? How are your relationships at work, within your social circle, or in your congregation? How's things with your mates, your kids, your partner, your spouse? The reason I ask all this is because our theme tonight is strained relationships, a matter which affects us all, and affects us all the time in one way or another. Relationships are such a big part of life. It's worth thinking about them a wee bit, like right now, for instance. Sometimes we get a sudden crisis in our relationships, and something unexpected happens, and it puts a sudden strain where moments ago all seemed hunky-dory. At other times, some relational problems develop imperceptibly. They brew over a long period of time. If you pardon my mixing of metaphors, they become ripe and they suddenly sneak up on us. Anyway, let John Denver explain what I mean. He can put it more eloquently than I can.
They say they love each other, I've no doubt they do. They say they'll always be together, that may not be true. They come from different places, different points of view. They find themselves in different spaces, everything is all brand new. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always on the road somewhere, the other one always stays. Too often unhappy, too often on your own. When you are moving in different directions, true love is all alone. Old stories start to surface, patterns from long ago, and loving quickly turns to anger for reasons they don't even know. The strongest heart can be broken with one insensitive word. The deepest feelings remain unspoken. No one has seen, nothing heard. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always wants to work things out, the other one wants to play. Too ready for changes, too much moving in different directions, true love can turn to hate. If opposites attract each other, what's the reason for one being like an open window, one just like a closing door? Two different directions, too many different ways. One like likes to see the morning sunrise, the other one sleeps in the hay. Too many tomorrows, too many times too late. When you are moving in different directions, true love may have to wait. If you are committed to different directions, true love will have to wait.
Slowly, imperceptibly, little by little, the gap grows. The silences become longer and deeper. The hearts harden, and people grow apart in opposite directions. The worst case I have come across was a married couple in Stirling, in my first parish as a minister. They'd been married for a very long time, and for the past 30 years, they had not spoken to each other. Yes, 30 years of living in the same house, but never speaking to each other. It's hard to believe, isn't it? They left notes on the mantelpiece, or they said through other people, "Tell him or tell her." And they went about together silently. When she was taken to hospital, he sat faithfully and silently by her bedside every day. Sadly, she died. Soon afterwards, he died too. It was wondered if he died of a broken heart. The doctor said that in his opinion, he died because he had no one to hate. He had lived on hate, and now the focus of his hate was gone, he couldn't live. Not that that's much of a life, eh? Admittedly, that is a very extreme case, but people do drift apart in other ways to lesser extents. Remember the film Educating Rita with Julie Walters as the housewife who seeks to better herself through getting an education, but then discovers that it causes tension with all her friends and threatens her marriage. In gaining a whole new world through learning, she's losing her old familiar world and straining all her relationships, and especially her marriage. Couples can drift apart, spin in their own orbits, become ships that pass in the night. Things get gradually worse, until we feel like Abby Carrington in this song.
I sit and watch the rain fall down. As we talk without a sound, do you remember? as I smile through the tears, nothing worse. I don't wanna take myself from you.
I just wanna stay.
I know it's the hardest thing I'll do.
I just gotta say.
Please don't feel that you're
Abby sang there, "As I smile through the tears, nothing works." How sad, but true. We feel that we can't go on like this. We can't face life with them, but nor can we face life without them. We want to leave, but we also want to stay. We're torn apart and about to break like a wishbone. We wrestle and chew and go over and over things in our mind. Our emotions churn inside us till we hardly feel anything at all, just numb. We run round the room with no doors and windows, with no escape. We worry ourselves sick. We lose sleep. We slowly grind to a halt till there's a total eclipse of the heart, to use Bonnie Tyler's phrase.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Thank you. total eclipse of the heart.
When things get this bad, what can we do? Fight or flee? Try to change our partner? Try to change the circumstances of our life? Try to change ourselves? Try to stop the world and get off? Try to pray? Ask advice? Advice is not so simple, for nobody's sitting there with all the answers, and we often get contradictory advice. For example, here are two songs giving opposite advice. The first is the Tammy Wynette school of thought.
Sometimes it's hard to be alone. Giving all your love to just one man. You're
I have met with a real-life Tammy Wynette-type person. Indeed, I was honoured to be the minister at her wedding. Soon afterwards, she confided in me that her husband was beating her up. I asked, "So what are you going to do about it?" And she replied, "I'm going to stand by my man. When I married him, I took serious vows, and I take them seriously. I vowed to marry him for better or worse, and I intend to keep my promise to God, to him, and to myself." You've got to admire her courage of her convictions. It's easy to love somebody when they're lovely. It's a whole lot more to love people when they're nasty. God loves us not because we are lovely, but because he is loving. True love just loves regardless of anything else. It is unconditional, no strings attached, total, infinite, undeterred by anything. Yes, I know that it is not normal, not natural, supernatural, out of this world love. But hey, don't we Christians who take Christian vows and Christian marriage not expect God's superhuman, supernatural, divine love to be flowing in and through us to our partners? With his help, we can do the normally impossible and unthinkable thing. So that's it then. Well, no, not quite. Life is often a bit more complicated than that. There can come a time for acknowledging the death of a relationship. You can stop hitting your head against a brick wall. The prodigal son's father had to let him go into the far country. Jesus had to let the rich young ruler turn away from him. Jesus couldn't prevent Judas betraying him and Peter denying him. Peter accepted his forgiveness, but Judas cut off the possibility by hanging himself. Jesus could do no mighty works in Nazareth, his hometown, because of people's hostile attitude. We cannot help those who do not want to be helped. We cannot forgive those who refuse to accept forgiveness. And we cannot love those who refuse to accept our love. So try as we may, there can come a time when we have to face the reality of the death of our relationship and move on to the start of the rest of our lives. And there can be a resurrection to new life after the death of the former relationship. It's not easy. We need help from others and God, but we will survive. So there you have two opposite pieces of advice. Tammy Wynette singing Stand By Your Man and Gloria Gaynor giving the hope that if we separate and let go, we too can sing I Will Survive. Life is not simple and we have to work things out bit by bit with a little help from God and others. Here's another piece of relational advice, this time from a man, Don Francisco, singing Pants. That's American for trousers.
On the day before my wedding, just a few short years ago, my dad sat down and told me, son, there's some things you've got to know. I'm gonna tell you a little story all about my wedding night. If you'll handle things the way I did, everything will work out right. Now your mom and I went to our suite when the luggage boy had gone. Handed her my pants and I said, honey, try these on. And she tried but said, I can't wear these. I said, you've got that right. I wear the pants and don't forget what you just learned tonight. So I took my dad's advice and did just like he said to do. And then my wife gave me her pants and said, now you try too. I said, I can't get into these. She said, you got that right. And you never will get in my pants till you learn to treat me right. Now my mind's not lightning fast, but all at once I had a hunch that in this particular area, Dad might be out to lunch. So I told my wife, I've been set up, I was blind, but now I see. And if nobody wears the pants, that'll be just fine with me. Well, Dad's got an apartment now. I guess Mom had enough. After all those years of knuckling down, she finally called his bluff. But as for us, we're really happy though, 'cause we don't play those games. I love my wife and she loves me, 'cause we both love the same. I love my wife and she loves me, and we both love the same.
That song reminds me of my favourite quote about marriage, or indeed any close relationship. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry said, "Love does not consist of looking into each other's eyes, but in looking outwards together to something in common." And I would add that in Christian marriage and Christian relationships, the something in common is Jesus. We look outwards together to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, as the Bible says. In other words, look not to ourselves and to our own strength, but look outwards together to Jesus and follow him together. Then we will really enjoy the best relationships possible. The basic difference between Christian marriage and all other relationships is that it is a three-person team, not a two-person relationship. You, me, and Jesus. The perfect love triangle. What a team. Bye for now. See you next week.
If I said I loved you, what would you say? And if I said I needed you, would it frighten you away? If I said I loved you and I wanted you to be my one and only lover eternally, you and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you. On our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me. Love is really fragile, and if it's gonna last, we gotta start by giving Jesus future, present, past. I ache the way I love you, but baby it's sink or swim. And when we look back years from now, we're gonna owe it all to him. You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you. On our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me.